Right now, there are around 170 residents and over 500 employees at the Northern Center. Because it's expensive to keep open, Department of Health and Family Services officials have wanted to close the facility and move residents into group homes or other state facilities for a long time. DHFS Secretary Helene Nelson says it costs $525 a day at Northern Center. That's compared to $325 to house a person with disabilities in a group home. Consequently, Nelson says most of the residents will be moved by June of next year.
I am very satisfied that as we develop the placement plan over the next 18 months, that individuals will be placed in homes with people who can meet their needs. Part of the planning and the reason that it takes that period of time is we will work to develop some additional placements. And the availability of the money, the $325 a day, is the basis under which we're confident that we can develop the capacity we need.
Still, some parents and employees fear the move will be harmful for residents who spent many years at the Northern Center. However, Nelson says those with severe disabilities often flourish in a home setting. The facility won't close completely. Nelson says 20 beds will remain available for short-term stays. She says sometimes there's a need for some brief, intensive rehabilitation, and then a client can go back to a group home. Other options for the facility, Nelson says, include working with counties to offer some type of respite care for people with disabilities so parents or guardians can be gone for a brief time. Closing of one portion of the Northern Center does not need legislative approval. DHFS officials say they have the authority to make the decision. But lawmakers do have to approve a plan to use one of the remodeled buildings at the Northern Center for a geriatric prison. Right now, that's on hold. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.